This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 16th. God's word for you today is Better Together. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 to 10. And it says, It's better to have a partner than go it alone. Share the work, share the wealth. And if one falls down, the other helps. But if there's no one to help, tough. Why do we need community? We need community to make up for our weaknesses. We need community to bring out the best in us. We need community to get more done. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 says, Two can accomplish more than twice as much as one, for the result can be much better. Two are always better than one. One of the strengths of our lives is the ability to link up with other people and make things happen, such that even the enemy is confounded and trying in vain to stop us. But the enemy cannot, because God's word says, One chases 1,000, two chase 10,000. What will three chase? Some people say 100,000, while some say it is 1,000,000. But the truth is that you cannot know if it is an exponential sequence or not without a third number. The Bible gave us two numbers and did not give us a third number. And you cannot know the sequence without the third number. But that means God has left it to our imagination. If one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000, how many will 3,000 chase? We are better together. We need community to help us get back when we stumble. James 3 verse 2 says, We all stumble in many ways. Back in the day, if you say this to a Christian, they will rebuke you because we were told that it is impossible for it to happen. But James, a New Testament believer, says, We make mistakes. Things happen. However, we are not meant to stay down. And when you are in community, community helps you get back up when you stumble. You are going to make a lot of mistakes because you have not lived before. None of us has lived on earth before. Some people claim they have had a previous life. There is nothing like that. Some people say when they come back, they will do things differently. There is nothing like that. Hebrews 9 verse 27 says, And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. The truth is that none of us has walked this earth before, and the things we are meeting in our lives, we have not seen before. There are challenges we are perplexed by. There are problems we have to solve that we feel overwhelmed. But the truth is that when we are in community, community helps us get back up on our feet. Let us pray. Father, I am grateful for the gift of community. Even as I benefit, I ask for the grace to consistently bring value to my community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.